It's the final game here in Baltimore, and Rick Monday and I will be taking a train with the team to New York tonight. I can't wait.
Oh, you're going to have to wait, and we'll find out what happens. I have a question for you, because your relationship with the players and the guys down in the locker room on a daily basis is one of the best. And I know that Rich Hill is constantly giving you a what for, and you're kind of giving him what for. Let me ask you a question. Normally you're firing him at me. Let me ask you one. Is I noticed Rich in the hotel lobby today. I can't say he was overly nervous. Here's a guy that has been through. He's 35 years of age. Here's a guy that was signed by the Cubs years and years ago. He tried to fight his way back. He was injured. He was let go. He was released. He played independent baseball. But I just got a flavor of him today, and I don't know if you had a chance to talk to him, because he's a guy, even though he's starting, occasionally will talk to you on the day he's going to pitch. But your synopsis, if you will, of Rich Hill tonight is going to go two innings, but a chance to get back in harness and get onto postseason roster.
Well, I'll go back a couple of days, Rick. Just talking to him in the clubhouse, he was very anxious about starting tonight. Yeah. And that was the best way to describe it, anxious, and not a bad way. And then yesterday, the Dodgers had their pitchers take batting practice because they're going to New York. But the trainers would not allow him to take part of that batting practice, and he was pretty upset about that.
Yeah, because he went on the injured list. The last start that he had was against the Giants on the 19th of June at Dodger Stadium. So that was with the left forearm strain. They did not want him to strain in swinging a bat. There was no reason for him to swing a bat yesterday. Designated hitter being used, A.J. Pollock will be the DH tonight. But for Rich Hill, he probably misses the chance to bunt the ball, because he's a very good bunter, but he'll have a chance to start now. Everything goes right tonight. Again, two innings or 30 pitches somewhere in that area. His next start would be at Dodger Stadium. He can pick up the lumber and swing it then.
Yeah, he's anxious for that as well. But the way he's looking at it, Rick, and I feel like it's a great analogy, is this is spring training for him to get ready for October.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said in one of the segments we did on the pregame show, is that this is Rich Hill's second spring training of the year, and there's enough time, sufficient time, for him to build up the overall scenario. I think, too, because he's a guy, too, David, that is a little bit more compartmentalized as a pitcher, that being five innings. The Dodgers, to look at the last couple of years, have not really had Rich Hill pitch very often, the third time through a lineup. So it's kind of more beneficial for Rich, I think, to pitch three, four, five innings, but we'll see how it builds up tonight.
Rick, maybe you could share with us how normal it is for him to feel after throwing to hitters somewhat of a shock to his body, where his arm was not going through any of that, but to that level of intensity. How do you handle that as a player, to know that, hey, this is the difference between being hurt and being shocked?
Yeah, I want to see Rich Hill. What I'm going to be watching very closely is after the maybe the first or second hitter in the ball game, where he gets the adrenaline level down and understands, okay, now we're back to work. Instead of, hey, I'm making my first appearance on a field and my first level of competition since the 19th of June. I think he needs to get that first batter under his belt, whatever it is, whether the guy gets a base hit or not, be able to exhale, then get back down to business.
Yeah, and you know, when I talk about him being anxious, I'm sure when he takes the mound, that's going to go to an unbelievable level that he hasn't felt in a while.
Yeah, and the big deal is, you know, we talk so much about the curveball that Rich Hill has. If you stop and think about it, the curveball is a real feel pitch. Well, is it going to have the feeling for the curveball tonight? Something we'll watch very, very early, because both guys going tonight on both sides of the field are not what you label as quote-unquote overpowering type fastballs. For Rich Hill, as he says, shapes the curveball, and hopefully it's there for him tonight.
He will not have Justin Turner playing behind him, Rick. He's missing another game here in Baltimore with a mild ankle sprain on the left side.
Yeah, and it's day-to-day. I know you had a personal conversation with Dave Roberts just after he got through meeting with the media, and the questions that you proposed to him. So it is going to be day-to-day with him.
Yeah, and I asked him whether or not he's willing to rule him out of that Mets series. He said not at this point, but he certainly won't play tomorrow.
No, he won't play tomorrow. A guy that may play tomorrow is going to be flying in, I think flew in today or tonight to New York, Max Muncy. Yeah. So Muncy will be on the at least on the active roster tomorrow. Whether or not he's going to play, we'll find out. Noah Syndergaard is going to be pitching for the Mets. It'll be Clayton Kershaw. That's tomorrow. Still have a ball game to win tonight.
Yeah, we talked about spring training for Rich Hill. Max Muncy was describing spring training for him as well because the minor league season is over. So when he does play that first game, Rick, he said, don't expect him to play nine innings.
No. Well, the body may say, hey, look, you're not going to play nine innings. It depends upon the workload. But he's got to get reacclimated, and the focus of attention is going to be there when Max gets back in the lineup. The Dodgers have an interesting scenario right now, too, David. You're going to have Muncy back. You've got Gavin Lux has played very well at second base. Lux got, you know, three hits all of a sudden. I mean, he was two for two in the major leagues after his first two at-bats. And now is starting to realize, hey, these guys are in the major leagues for a reason. They're pretty good. And overall, they're better than the guys that he faced at the AAA level. But he's getting his feet wet at the big league level. So what are the Dodgers going to be doing? Because you're going to overload on the right side of the infield at second and at first. You start to count personnel now.
Rick, it's funny you bring up Gavin Lux. I was talking to him as well earlier today, and he told me after those first two games he was trying so hard to get hits, and he had to take a step backwards and say, they will come if I'm just myself.
Yeah, it's like a pitcher. You cannot strike a guy out with just one pitch. You cannot get extra base hits without ever getting to home plate. You got to get your feet wet. And part of getting your feet wet is dealing with a scenario that maybe Gavin Lux has not dealt with even at a minor league level at any point, and that is maybe failure to hit the ball either that at bat or in that game or in that week. I mean, it does kind of weigh in on your mind, and he's come out of it the right way. Plus, we also found out that he negotiated to get the home run ball back. Only cost him two autograph baseballs and a bat. Pretty good negotiations on top.
Hey, I have to fight myself every day, Rick, with you, trying not to do too much.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to convince you not to continue doing very little.
Oh, I don't know how to take that, but we'll leave it right there,
Tim. Don't take it to the bank, David.